Time now for the morning line here on KMA. Some KMA land school districts are celebrating recent scores in the Iowa School Performance Profile. The Trainer School District is one of them. Dr. Joel Bienhoff is superintendent of the Trainer School District. He's on the line this morning to talk about activities in his district. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mike?
We're doing very well, sir. First of all, for those who are unaware of this, what is the school Iowa School Performance Profile all about?
Yeah, the Iowa School Performance Profile, sometimes called the school report card, takes several indicators and assesses school performance based on things like attendance, proficiency on the ISAS assessment, growth, post-secondary readiness, and several indicators, and then ranks schools according to their overall performance, and then really provides that to the public so you can see how your school district is doing, and also so that families that are maybe looking for the right fit for their family can kind of compare school districts also.
What, looking at the Iowa School Performance Profile, how well do the district's elementary, middle school, and high school buildings fare in the latest scores there in Trainer?
Yeah, we're really excited about our results and appreciate you having us on to kind of share a little bit about that. Our elementary school was high performing. Our middle school was high performing, and our high school was ranked exceptional. And those are some of the top ratings that are associated with the school performance profile. In fact, it's somewhat originally designed to be a little bit of a bell curve. There's actually six ratings in total. The lowest is priority. The next is needs assistance. Then acceptable, commendable, high performing, and exceptional. And to reach that exceptional zone, originally it was designed that it would be 3% or less of the schools. And this year's data, from my calculation, only 1.8% of the school districts in the state of Iowa reach that exceptional level. I think that's 24 out of 1,326 schools. So to get that ranking was is pretty exceptional. Thus, the term or the title for it. Also,
what do you attribute to the high performance to in all three buildings, you and the school district? What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think there's first of all, it starts with our staff. Our staff works incredibly hard. Ensuring that, you know, first of all, that the classroom and school environment is a safe and welcoming environment. And then it's followed by high expectations. You know, Trainer has a long history for academic and activity success, and that starts with some high expectations. Our mantra is excellence is expected and excellence is achieved, but it takes more than just having a mantra. So that culture is really a big part of it. But then when you get into the actual work that's being done, I think some of the things that really stand out that our school district does well, our elementary school grades K through 8 in particular have a really robust intervention system. So if there are students who, you know, are maybe struggling or not making that growth, we'd hope that they would in areas such as reading and math. Our staff is quick to intervene and help support those students and bring them back up to more of a proficient level and get their growth where it's needed through targeted and diagnostic intervention. And then I think we just continue that support throughout the child's schooling. And then into high school, we really start looking at expanding things beyond the classroom, taking advantage of, opportunities like Iowa Western College credit and so forth. In fact, 98% of last year's graduating class had one or more college credits, and four out of every five had a semester's worth of college credits completed before graduation or at graduation. So when you ask what do I think helps with some of that success, I think it's a combination. One, making sure kids don't fall behind. And then two, challenging our students and kind of pulling at the top, so to speak, to extend their learning and provide academic opportunities that stretch them.
What does this do for the school district when you get good results like this in a report card such as the Iowa School Performance Profile? What does it do for you?
Well, it's just really validating. And I think, you know, every school district is proud of their schools. And, you know, when you do have the ratings come in the way we've had them and over the last several years, so it, just an immense amount of pride. Our elementary school, for example, over the last 8 years has been high performing or exceptional, which places them in the top 15%. In many years, we're percentage-wise in single digits in terms of the ranking of all elementaries across the state. Our middle school has been high performing the last 5 years in a row, and I've already mentioned our high school being ranked exceptional. In fact, they are the second highest high school in the state of Iowa based on the Iowa School Performance Profile. So when the community sees those results and our staff sees those results, it's very validating in terms of the hard work we're doing, and it just reinforces that, hey, our work is making a difference, and it's just really rewarding to have that recognized.
I know you haven't had any major building projects going on, unlike some of our districts here in KMA land, but you did make some minor repairs and improvements in each building over the summer before school started in late August. What was accomplished as far as repairs were concerned over the summer months there, Trainer?
Yeah, so some of the repairs aren't as visible as others. We did some work on the control system for our heating and cooling, our HVA system. Our HVA system and portions of our school systems, primarily in parts of our elementary and some of our middle school, is getting a little aged, and so some of that needs the software and updates to go along with that. So we did some of that work over the summer. We renovated a couple bathrooms that kind of just needed a facelift, and probably the most visible project that we did in terms of people being able to see it is we replaced the turf on our football and soccer field this year, and that project went very well. In fact, came under bid.
Speaking of football and speaking of turf, I know one issue the Trainer District recently voted to do is to allow Shenandoah and Red Oak into the Western Iowa Conference. Talk about why Trainer voted to accept both schools into the WIC from your standpoint.
Yeah, I think we're in a situation as the Western Iowa Conference. We had two school districts looking to leave the conference. And then so just size-wise with the size of the conference, it made sense to see if any districts would be interested in joining our conference. So as a conference, we set out some invitations to see if districts might be interested in joining, and Shenandoah and Red Oak were two of the districts that expressed strong interest in joining. For us, I think it's a great addition. You know, both Shenandoah and Red Oak have a strong history of academics and also in their activities, but having them join the conference really helps solidify and balance the number of schools in our conference and really helps with scheduling and so forth.
Well, Joel, we thank you very much for your time this morning, and thanks for the update from the Trainer School District, and we will talk to you again soon. Have a good day now.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
That's Dr. Joel Bienhoff, superintendent of the Trainer School District, on the Morning Line here on KMA.